Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Buy one, get one free on our full-line sale of delicious, fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I'm deep fine, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of time. Pockets running over.
Welcome to episode 432 of Fourth and Gone. I'm here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Prime in the building, and Tim Kincaid. And today we're going to talk about something, you know, we're talking about our favorites, because we got a lot of favorites out here. We're getting geared up for the season, and we want to start on a positive tip. You know, obviously, there's some negativity out there, like some Eagle fans don't believe yet. We're going to make you believers. Hopefully, you get gassed up for the season as we talk about our favorite moments. There's some moments in Eagles history. We're talking about favorite Eagle players, underrated players, and it goes throughout the gambit. So, Evan, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, man. I'm trying to, you know, endure this heat out here. This is my favorite part of year as a guy that is pro winter over summer. Because I get to sit here and be like, yo, this is what you want? This is what all you summer hooligans love, is just sweating your ass off every single day, feeling like it's 115 degrees. Tim, I know that I'm preaching to the choir with you, bro. Like, that's just your life. But with the humidity and all, I know how you talk about your dry heat. Bro, it sucks over here right now. And just walking up the street sucks. So, you know, I can't wait for the fall. That brings football season. That brings better weather. By you guys,
man. I don't know, man. I gotta ask the question: what do you do during the day?
What do you mean?
Do you work inside a facility or do you work inside that room?
No, I work inside my room or inside an air-conditioned office. Okay.
And what do you do all day there, Mr. Saunders?
You don't need to take your frustrations out on us, pal.
I thought we were talking about positivity, Ryan.
This is positivity. I'm about to break it down to y'all, man. Cut all y'all goddamn whining out, you know what I mean? And try working in a warehouse in 106 degree weather, you know what I'm saying, throughout the day and all that stuff, not sitting in the air conditioning all day like certain people, you know what I mean?
I was out in the field today. I was working in the yard.
Did you see his face? Like, yeah, I was out in the I was out there. I was outside.
He was even lying to himself. Like, he couldn't even believe his own shit.
I was out there, dog. I was out there.
Nah, man, I feel you, though. I mean, it is crazy hot, and Tim can only but be going through way worse than what we're going through, because it's just dry heat over there. But, yeah, man, this weather's crazy. You know, I hope everybody's staying safe, you know, definitely have a lot of fluids in y'all system and try to enjoy the pool, go hit the beach, do whatever. But yeah, it's been wild. Getting out of work today, coming into the car, it was just like I had to give the car a minute for that air to pump, man, because it was a struggle. But yeah, other than that, you know what I mean, just waiting for some news to hit. And like you said, Gail, you know what I mean, we're gonna go ahead and try to get through this show, bring you some positivity, get some people on board, and you know, get ready for the season, because we're just getting closer and closer as the weeks go on, man.
Most definitely, man. Yo, it's like 125 here, bro. This is every day. I'm just used to it. I stay in AC.
Princess Cat.
Yeah, like so. Yeah. I can't say anything. I will say this though. Happy college football gamers, okay? Mm. College football on PS5, Xbox is back. Shout out to y'all, man. I've been on it heavy, to be honest with you.
I have not started
the Dynasty yet. I've been working. I've been, like, checking out the rosters to figure, like, where I want to go. So, Penn State looks nice. I'm a Penn State. I'm a Nittany Lion. But Arizona looks good, but Colorado, damn, bro. So Shedeur Sanders, the diamond
is he top
turf
ranked player the in the game.
I think so. He the dude is accuracy everything. He's the best quarterback in there with Heisman watch right there. Heisman watch.
Obviously, this guy's been gaming over. He's got he's ready to rip. Quick note to the people on Twitter. We just got a notification. You have to have a premium live account to go live on Twitter. So we're going to get back to you next week. But getting into the conversation, I feel like these favorite moments, I don't know if I even show the graphic. This could be an interesting topic because we're going to be talking about at the very end your favorite Eagles Mount Rushmore. Not to say that's in any order correct because we all have different – Eagles, Mount Rushmore's.
Fans of all ages are going to have all different answers.
Oh, you trying to call someone old?
I'm just saying that Chuck Bednarik, while I recognize his legacy, you know, I never got to
disrespect
of his labor.
So
I'm feeling
disrespect to. We might as well start with the favorite Eagles player. Obviously, we're going to have different answers and. You know, I use this face for the graphic because
that is one of the hardest pictures of all time.
It's who smokes a cigar
and a cigarette
at the same time.
Damn. Wow.
Why don't we start with the youngin', the young whippersnapper, Evan Hollywood Hearn. Who's your favorite Eagles player, Evan?
Well, you know what, man? Jason Kelce had made a strong push in recent years, but he's still – I got to be honest with you. I still think he's number two for me. I think that Brian Dawkins still up there. He's the cornerstone of my childhood, man. I grew up watching Brian Dawkins, watching him wreck Algie Crumpler, watching him just be the captain of that team for the better part of, you know, almost what's that like 15 years. He was here a long time, man. He was the best player I ever saw wear Eagles green. So I'm going to go Dawkins.
Are we gonna do a clean sweep? Is the question? Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say you started off by saying that we were gonna have some different answers on here. I just didn't think that was possible because I mean I think we're all on the same boat about who we see as our favorite player. I also with Evan am gonna say Dawkins. I mean I know I came into the '80s era and we had Randall Cunningham, we had you know Andre Waters, Seth Joyner, Eric Allen, Reggie White, Clyde Simmons, you know. We had the big dogs and all that stuff, but I mean, that was like in the early beginning stages of me becoming a fan. And then as I learned more and more of the game of football and the concept, Dawkins came into the mix. And I mean, that man had me on the TV every week, you know, not missing a second of a game. The leadership he brought to the field, the attitude, you know, the energy, giving 110%. I mean, shit, I remember I nearly cried when he got traded, you know what I mean? Like, it was a serious moment. And then coming back into that stadium in a different jersey, that was also a sentimental moment. And, you know, he knows the love that the Eagles fans have for him. So it was somebody that I just love watching play. And, you know, even when we still talk about Dawkins, I get all excited and everything. And you know, he is one of the main people that I have down here in the main cave all over the place. And, I mean, everything around here is Dawkins. I remember I still have the statue that you gave me on my birthday a few years back of Dawkins right here in front of me, the book signed, the fat head, you know what I mean? Like, it's just everything Dawkins. So that's my guy, you know what I mean? And that's the one I'm going to stick with, man, all day. Dawkins all day.
So can I ask, are you going to get a Dawkins tattoo?
It's crazy that you said that because if that man will go ahead and sign, give me an autograph, I'm gonna do the same thing I did for Canseco, but with a Dawkins picture in the background. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Tim, are you gonna switch it up?
Yeah, I'm gonna switch it up. Brian Dawkins is my favorite, but Eric Allen. Eric Allen was—he was my guy. Wanted to be just like him. Wore number 21 because of him. I played the corner position. I wanted to mimic everything that he did. And I met him when I was like in—I met him in like '93, and he came to our school with a D.A.R.E. program. And he's just been my favorite player since, man. You know what I'm saying?
Favorite Eagles player. Switching it up. I thought we were going to go 3-4 for 4. we're going 3 for 4. Dawkins, I mean, he's up there with Randall, but I think Dawkins, if we're talking about energy and a vibe that, you know, like, has been kind of unmatched in terms of, like, his presence was just insane on the field, but off the field, he almost seems like he's a superhero on the field. So I like the transformation.
The way he was able to get the team riled up, bro. And without, like, I mean, obviously the big thing too, everyone was impressed by is he did it without cursing his whole career. But dude, you want to talk about juicing people up? Like that one video of Brian Dawkins in the huddle, and he's talking about, I want to see snot bubbles fucking just, you know, freaking the hell out. He was just speaking from the heart, and he was, that was him, bro. That was him in a nutshell. He was authentic as hell.
What was your favorite speech of his? Because he's got a lot of speeches.
Honestly, I saw it in person, bro. I think that it was the when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame. Yes,
I think mean. Like we all traveled out there. That was a great time, and I think one of the biggest one of my favorite takeaways in that whole thing. You know, obviously he had that whole part where he's talking about the Eagles fans. Dude, he didn't mention Denver one time. He went and finished his career out there. He lives out there. And he didn't mention the Denver fans one time. It was all about the Eagles fans. And
I saw like, a couple of Eagle fans with the Broncos jerseys on at the Hall of Fame. I was like, he's not here for you. but anyway, I just feel like he speaks to the people. And again, after all these years and him being retired and everything, I think – he still speaks to the people. I think that attitude is what we're looking for in Eagles players. Move right along to the next one as we move this through this show here. This one is very interesting. As the graphic, I don't know if this hits home for you.
Oh, that's terrible.
Dude, your favorite defensive coordinator. This one's going to be interesting because I'm not sure which way some of you guys are going with this one, but your favorite defensive coordinator, Primo. Ooh.
Shit, it's Jimmy Johnson all day, man. I mean, that was the coordinator I used to love watching, you know, on Sundays, you know, just wondering what game plan he had set up for all the people that for the teams that we were going up against. Love the blitzing, love the secondary, love the way the defense came together and held it down. I mean, we're talking about, a lot of key plays that were done throughout his defensive coordinator career. And then, you know, the passing of him was something that really hit hard. I miss that man dearly because, you know, he just had a scheme that, you know, you just wish every defensive coordinator in this league had. He was just outstanding. He was gifted with that mindset of, you know, having one of the best defenses in the National Football League. Jimmy Johnson all day is going to be my top defensive coordinator.
What about you, Tim?
I guess I might brother some feathers. I like Jim Schwartz. Jim Schwartz was my guy, man.
Wow.
Won a Super Bowl. I liked him. We won a Super Bowl because of him. Pin your ears back, go get the quarterback. I loved it. I mean, we got burnt a lot, but that was because we had some corners that had amnesia. But, hey, they was finishing business. But Jim Schwartz was my guy. I just loved his swag. I love his attitude. I mean – He beat a team that beat him that let him go, and they put him on his shoulders, and he rode the player parade. But Jim Schwartz, man, that was my guy. I like Jim Schwartz.
For me, I'm going back to Jim Johnson. I mean, you just back to the same thing that was with my Dawkins one. I mean, he was the guy for a long time, and honestly, up until Jeff Stoutland and, Stoutland University, how he's emerged. Like, Jeff Stoutland is canon he's a saint in the, you know, he's above, he's a legend. He's an Eagles legend. And I think that Jim Johnson is in the same way. I think that Jeff Stoutland perhaps maybe is the most important non-head coach of Eagles history, but I would say Jim Johnson was that guy up until Jeff Stoutland. So I'm going to go him.
That's interesting, man. I was thinking that Primo would go Buddy Ryan, maybe.
But Buddy Ryan was head coach.
Well, I mean, defense. He was also a defensive coordinator.
It's funny that you said that though, man. Because yeah, Buddy Ryan definitely was a defensive coach, head coach. But yeah, yeah, I mean, I just stuck to the coordinator, specific coordinator position.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When we talk about head coaches and stuff, you know, what I mean, hey, listen, now we're talking Buddy. You know, I mean, that was my guy.
Right.
So you know,
because I would have said Buddy Ryan. If that was the case, I got the shirt on. I would have definitely said Buddy Ryan.
Okay. All right. Well,
head coach.
If we're gonna stick to coordinators, I'm going Jimmy Johnson. Jim Johnson as well. I think he was like his defenses were just. I just think his players ran to a wall for him, and at the end of the day, the pressure that he was creating was just sick. I mean, the players just embodied everything that, like, Jim Johnson had been a serial killer on the sideline. Because the way he had the same face, same emotion, he would sit there and have his and he would just like, you know, he was the same. He never changed his expressions, mm-hmm. pretty much. But his defense was relentless. So I think, I do think about Jim Johnson. Often I'm just like, man, is it embarrassing for him to, you know, up in the rafters looking down to see what we saw last year? Could have been embarrassing to him, probably. We have a lot of people in the comments talking about Johnson, Jason talking about Johnson, David's talking about Bud Carson. Wow. Let's see, we got Jason talking about Buddy Ryan. We got Puga, who's the jokesman, and saying that Juan Castillo was the GOAT. So I'm going to take that as his joke. Moving right along, I think this one here, I think I'll go first on this one because I'm going to give it away with the graphic. But your favorite underrated player, Eagles player, I'd say, you know, my guy, Jason Avant was just like a dude who he just got the job done. He was, whenever you threw the ball to him, he caught it. He, before Odell was making one handed catches, Avant was making those. You just didn't have the highlights on every single social media outlet going crazy. I mean, Avant was that dude. I was happy when he got paid. It was almost like, you know, there's some random song on YouTube that's a song about Jason Avant. Go check it out. You'll probably have a laugh, maybe if you're high. But it's a funny song. But Jason Avant, he was just one of those dudes. Think about Macklin. Think about D-Jax. He was that dude in the middle that just showed up, lunch pail kind of guy. What say you, Primo? Who's your favorite underrated player?
I'm going just so I could be specific. This person was very good playing with us. I felt like he was underrated, and then he ended up getting traded. And when he got traded, he definitely exploded with the other team. And that's Charlie Gardner. Charlie Gardner back in the day was that underrated dude that I used to love watching play. I used to mimic him when we played flag football or street football. Like, I was rocking the number 30 jersey. Charlie Gardner was the man. You know, I used to that he had a spark. He had a spark. Evan, I'm not sure if you really what you call about Charlie Gardner, but if you see some highlights, man, that boy had some cut moves. He was a slight LeSean McCoy early in the days, man. Like, it was wild. And then he got traded to the Raiders, and he did his thing. He became, you know, one of their top running backs. They ended up taking care of him, and that was one of the things that we were bad at. You know, and that's on all our sports. If it was baseball, football, hockey, whatever, that player we let go would always go ahead and shine somewhere else. And Charlie Gardner was that guy. Same thing with Deuce Staley. When he was with us, we showed him love. He was great. But when he went with Pittsburgh, he had a career there. You know what I'm saying? It was just that. But Charlie Gardner definitely stuck out for me, man. I used to love watching that dude play.
That's interesting. That was my second guy?
Charlie Gardner?
Yeah.
Deuce was my second guy. I was going to throw a little mention out there for Deuce, but I think that the first guy, when I thought about this, that came to my mind, before Zach Ertz, there was a guy by the name of Brent Celek, and that dude was a stud, bro, for a long time. He was the tight end one when we won the Super Bowl. Brent Celek had a great career here, and I feel like after Zach Ertz came on, he was a better tight end than Brent Celek in the long run. But I feel like the Brent Celek era was quickly forgotten about just because of, you know, Zach Ertz's greatness.
Interesting. I know. I feel like Tim's going to hit us with some real outside the box.
Yeah, it's kind of outside the box. Brandon Boykin. Brandon Boykin was one of my favorite corners. I don't know why we got rid of him. Season. Yeah, bro. Like he was, and then Chip Kelly was like, "You're too short to play corner at all. Period. You're out of here." But my second person, I'll probably have to go with Hugh Douglas. Hugh Douglas was dope, man. Like he was one of my favorite linebackers. People don't really like. I know he's like a worst radio personality now, but like people don't really like show him love like the way he needed to be, bro. But he was dope, man.
Yeah, we got a lot of love for Trent Cole in the comps. Chase with a Trent Cole, Jason with a Trent Cole, Hunter 58.
Oh, I got one more. My bad.
You can only have one.
Bobby Taylor. I got to put Bobby Taylor out there. Got to put Bobby Taylor is my favorite corner.
He's not your most underrated though.
Nah, he's not most favorite, but he was one. He's there, bro. He's almost there.
Stay focused.
Everybody can say that, they're gonna say
843 Philly fan says LJ Smith underrated tight end.
That's a good one. Oof. That's a good one.
Okay. But Adrian says Cole was a Pro Bowler though, so he wasn't underrated. Wow, we got a nice argument in the chat. Now David shouts out Mark McMillan. I saw him at the Brian Dawkins event for his size. What, 5'7" to be a corner in the 90s?
Right.
Evan don't know nothing about that. He wasn't even thought of then. the violence that happened in the 90s, I feel like Andre Waters was that dude that was also a violent player in the 90s. So good answers, man. Good answers. I think this one should hit home to some of y'all because I think it was one of those – great days for all of us. Favorite Super Bowl moment. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be on the field. It could be off the field. It could be just a favorite Super Bowl moment of yours.
Mine actually didn't even take place during the Super Bowl. Mine was the moment that I knew that we were going to win it all. And that was actually during the Vikings game. The Patrick Robinson pick six that year. In the NFC Championship game. That was, I remember exactly where I was. I was still a manager at a pizza shop, and I had pretty much just stopped watching. I had stopped working, and the orders were just piling up as I'm just sitting there watching this game. And then the Patrick Robinson pick six happens, and I am jumping around for joy. The person that there was people that cared, but you know, I was literally jumping around for joy. I was like, "We're gonna win the fucking Super Bowl! We're gonna win the Super Bowl!" That was the moment for me, man. I rewatched the videos and just the stories I heard about how you know, the link had never been louder. Like that was a special moment.
Man, go ahead, anyone.
That NFC Championship was wild. Like, I was there. Me and Primo were there. And it was just wild. Like, inside was just... Like, I couldn't even hear myself. Like, I had an out-of-body experience when I was at that game. But my favorite Philadelphia Super Bowl moment, I would have to say the intro when they did the Dreams and Nightmares. Mm. When they played that, I said, "We winning." I said, "We winning. That's it. That's it." It was just the swag... As they came in, like the way Doug ran, I was like, "Oh yeah, they ready, they ready." That'd be my favorite. Just that hold up, wait a minute. I was like, "Oh okay, they ready."
Now Burmy says the 63-yard kick. We've got a couple strip sacks in there. I know Adrian had a Graham strip sack. I feel like that strip sack was kind of. I started crying at that moment once the strip sack happened. The game wasn't over yet, but for me, I felt like it was the nail in the coffin. Yeah. I'm gonna say my favorite moment. There's a lot of them because it was my birthday, so I'm saying just overall the sense of God, there's so many, but just being out on Broad Street celebrating was probably like the most epic, because everyone's faces were just lit up like a Christmas tree, and then randomly you see Evan. We had lost Evan early in the night. He got hit with a ladder in the face. He's got blood.
I actually realized recently I still have that scar.
Yeah, I was telling telling some of the story, and like I have video of that, and I haven't shared any of that with anyone really. I think I showed Evan some of the video, but
watched it on a flight before.
Yo, time out. Yeah. How the hell did you get hit in the face with a ladder though?
Dude, so it was a wild course of events. So as soon as we won the Super Bowl, we had stayed at a bar that we were friends with the owners, and they let us pack the fridge with a bunch of 30 packs. And so I brought a backpack, and I had put a whole 30 pack in, in the back. We walk out. As soon as I step down, all the beers just fall out. And in the process of picking it up, we used to do the beer bong baptisms. And so that was the ladder that was used for that. And in the process of picking up the beers, Mike Starpoli, God bless his heart, spun around and hit me in the face with a ladder, and I started gushing blood, and I got a little disoriented. I'm not gonna lie, I had been drinking a little bit, then I got hit in the face with a ladder, then all of a sudden everybody was gone. Like you have to understand that there was a million people on the street that night, and it was like an ocean current where, like, if you got swept away, there was no getting back. Yeah, like you were gone, and then you try and make your way back, and everybody, nobody was around. So, I did a little bit of exploring on my own. I helped someone get off of a trash truck. That was my good deed for the day. So some woman had climbed on top of a trash truck and bit off more than she could chew. And she's like, help me, help me. I'm like, all right.
This guy's out here. But the video of you showing up, you're just like, oh, Evan is just like, I don't know, concussed, high, and just Super Bowl glow. It was amazing.
The craziest part that night was seeing my physics teacher. I'm not sure if I ever mentioned that. But I'm walking through the crowd by myself. And I still had like a couple beers that I had saved from the 30 pack, and I just hear Evan, and it was my physics teacher from high school, and he's standing on top of a police barrier, and he's just like up there drinking, and he like helped me up, and then me and him chugged a beer together, and then I asked him why he gave me detention for having my fucking phone out.
Oh, that's funny.
The Super Bowl moment for me, man, was Corey Clement's touchdown pass. The reception, because the feet, I felt like they were just trying so hard to find a way to go ahead. And at the moment, I'm like, God, I hope they're not trying to screw us. I hope they're not trying to not have us become Super Bowl champions, because this is our year. You know what I mean? I hope this isn't like a Brady Patriots stupidity shit right now. But when they called it a touchdown and they kept on playing it over and over again, I was like, yo, this is it. Like, this is the nail in the coffin for me. I think, I need this time to hurry up and go by, and just the clock need to be zero so I can go ahead and celebrate and cry my ass off and fucking go running up and down the street like I had planned on doing. My feelings for us winning the Super Bowl was way earlier in the year, Evan, like way early. It was actually against Carolina when I felt we were going to win the Super Bowl. The way that team played their asses off against the Carolina Panthers that time, Nigel Bradham, the way he played that game, fucking held his ground. That was for me the time that I knew we were going to be Super Bowl champions that year. You know what I mean? And every week I just kept on telling myself, like, God, we're going to be Super Bowl champions. It's going to actually happen. This is going to I kept saying it. This is going to fucking happen. This is going to fucking happen. Like, every week I was just saying it. And, but Super Bowl moment was that Corey Clement touchdown reception, with the feet in the end zone, caught it a touchdown pass. It was just like, yes, it's a wrap.
What about you, Tim?
I said mine.
Yeah, he already said his. Trying to avoid going.
How are you? I already did mine. F.
You did? God,
pay attention, guy. Yeah. Now Chase brings up this one. Zach Ertz first down on it was a fourth down. When he made that catch, I was like, you know how big a moment that was? Like the Eagles decided to go for like
was it more than two?
Like we needed, like if we don't get
right.
It's a wrap. It's over. The game is over. Right. So I feel like Chase is a real one. You know, that's a real moment. I go back to that play a lot. There's some interesting comments in the, you know, got BO 1990 says, I knew we were going to win after the win over Minnesota. He said the MJ hit on Cooks has to be top five hits of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a couple of those, you know, the hit on Cooks. That was
tone setter.
I love that moment. I love that moment.
Did everybody cry? We got grown ass men on here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you cry?
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I got video of all that. Y'all got Ev crying. He doesn't. I don't think Ev has even seen that video. it was a joyous moment.
Yeah.
Damn right it was.
Moving right
I
away.
Cried and I jumped in the pool because I had a bet. And I won. I won $500. It was the best. Nice. Oh, man.
This one's going to be interesting. Your favorite non-Eagle player. I don't know if this is one of your guys. Could be, maybe. I don't know. But one of your favorite non-Eagle players.
I'll go first on this one because Gale did end up using my guy. Larry Fitz, that was a dude that I respected the hell out of his entire career. I mean, he had fucking Jake Skelton thrown to him at one point in his career. And this guy, you never heard a peep. He never wanted to leave Arizona. He wanted to stay with one team through and through his whole career. And he was one of the greatest wide receivers that ever played the game. You know, I would have loved to have seen him in Eagles green rather than on the Cardinals, especially considering the fact that he was one of the key pieces to keep us from going to a Super Bowl one year. So Larry Fitz was that dude. I don't have any bad blood against him for that. And that was probably my favorite non-Eagle of all time.
Ooh, all right. I'm probably gonna raise my eyebrows, but mine's Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson, man. Bo Jackson was like Michael Jordan to me. They had the Sunday cartoons, all-star cartoons with him, Wayne Gretzky, and Michael Jordan. And every time I played Techno Ball, I was Bo Jackson. I was the Raiders. So, Bo Jackson, man. Bo knows.
There's a lot of players to choose from. It's not like
right.
Is your favorite non-Eagle player. I feel like Prime's going to be a linebacker of some sort.
Oh, my God. It is a linebacker. It is a linebacker, man. My favorite linebacker, you know, it was Ray Lewis, bro, coming out of my days. Yeah, watching that dude, I used to wish for him to be a Philadelphia Eagle, and I know that was never going to happen because he was definitely stuck with Baltimore, and that city loved him.
They would never let him go. Yeah,
they were never going to go ahead and let him go. But I mean, just the fact that he played for the college that I love watching play. I was good with that, and you know, like I said, just seeing him, even when we were going up against him, it was like I already knew what he was going to do against us. You know what I mean? So it was just like you had to respect it. But definitely love watching Ray Lewis play. He was definitely one of my favorite players.
Save big on all your back to school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Buy one, get one free on our full line sale of delicious fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6 ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This one is an interesting comment in the favorite non-Eagles. Brian Dockers on the Broncos.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Nate says Megatron.
Okay.
Another one.
Megatron is awesome, bro.
I was tempted to say Barry Sanders, but he's one of my favorites. But I was like, I gotta say that Gale Sayers.
I mean, your namesake.
Oh, if I'm being tech, Because when I was a little kid, I would look at highlights of Gale Sayre runs. Like before games, I would like put it on, like, and I'm like, dude, you're only like, you have no idea about this area. You never watched any of those games ever. But I said Barry Sanders my second. Like Barry Sanders really for me was. I was so mad that he retired that I was for years after I was like, dude, it's not fair that we lost him.
Let me ask you guys a follow-up question to this one. Favorite non-Eagle within the NFC East?
Ooh, can I go?
Yep.
Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor was my guy. I used to love watching that dude hit. Again, another one that came out of Miami Hurricanes. Really, really upset when he became a Washington Redskins. There's one guy out there that's friends with my cousin that me and him used to beef so much on the shit talking that we would do. Me being an Eagles fan, him being a Redskins fan. But the one thing he had over me was Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor.
I love watching that dude. When he passed away, man, that hit hard.
The way he passed away was just kind of terrible.
It was crazy.
Terrible, bro. Man, I'm probably going to shock you on this one. Well, maybe not. Michael Strahan was a beast, bro. He's a problem for everybody. When it came for D-line, I was like, you were like, yo, you or in Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was another one too, bro. Like, you know what? I put Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was, he was an animal, bro. He scared people. My man, I mean, I ain't going to say the word, but he be in a car accident. Hey, listen. I need you. Here's a couple of dollars. Shoot me up to the stadium. I gotta go play. You know, like dude's a legend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he had the best. He had the best line ever. Kids, this is why you shouldn't do drugs.
Yes,
and that is why you don't smoke crack. Yeah, I'm gonna cheat a little bit on my one. I'm gonna take a page out of who was it that said Mark Coles said Brian Dawkins on the Broncos. I'm going to say Saquon Barkley.
I was about to say the same thing.
Saquon Barkley. I mean, we've talked about it. Like, I respected the hell out of him when he was playing with the Giants. Like, he was. It's not like he was ever a shit talk or anything like that. He just did his business, bro. He played the game great. You know, he's one of the best running backs in the game. Can't do anything but respect him.
Have you said that so eloquently that I don't really need to add on to that, but well said, Evan, because that was my answer. I was about to say it. I just feel like good pick.
If you realize, nobody said Cowboys.
Nobody. I can't get over any of that stank, bro.
Me neither. I can't. I just can't. People are like, yo, you wish you had Evan Smith. No.
I'm all right. Michael Irvin was my dude in college, but once that happened,
I will acknowledge though that if there's one thing that really got under my skin, it was the fucking Zeke Eaton thing, dude.
Well, you gotta get ready.
He was a beast, bro.
Yeah, he's back.
Now Burmy says in the comments, Randy the Freak Moss. I was gonna say Randy Moss. There's so many players to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Heather, she's a little behind. She said the day after the Super Bowl, listening to the highlights by Merrill was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember in the same vein of that, I used to be way more into sports radio than I am now. I haven't listened to it as I still do. Regardless, what I'm trying to get at is after that Super Bowl win – that was when I feel like I was delivering pizzas the day after we won the Super Bowl for 10 hours. And I was just listening to the radio and just people calling in. I'm not going to lie. I got a little teary-eyed sometimes. People talk about being 80 years old and they were just happy they got to see one.
That's interesting. Mark Bruce says Walter Payton, the greatest running back. I do own a Walter Payton jersey. So I'm right there with you, Mark Bird. The way that Walter Payton went out, also, RIP, Walter Payton. It was tough. Paul from London Town says Ray Lewis is Baltimore's version of Jason Kelsey for us.
With the murder thing,
we got a chill. Yeah, man.
Yo,
F has no filter. We got a Walter Payton. We got a Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin was the man too.
How about this? Nice, bro.
Clinton Portis is great.
Clinton Portis was great. Miami Hurricane, baby.
Heather with a Julian Edelman.
Ed Reed. How about Ed Reed?
Oh, for sure.
Ed Reed was
Miami Hurricane. Keep naming all those Miami Hurricanes. Just go down the line.
Hey, Santana Moss, he was another one too, man.
Go down the line, bro. Go down the line.
We got Charles Haley. Crazy. Charles Haley.
Got another one that's about to get inducted to the Hall of Fame. Let's talk about Andre Johnson now. The Hurricane. Let's just go, man.
Yeah, I saw that. Interesting. I felt like we got charged by this.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, I just want to say I'm happy that Devin Hester got his nod. I love Devin Hester. Wow, that was another favorite non-Eagle. He was must-watch TV, bro. During his time, he was must-watch TV.
He's in?
Yeah, he got inducted. Yeah. They sent him. Yeah. I saw a video of him getting his jacket. Yeah,
that's nice.
You know what? You know what? I'm not throwing shade or anything like that. But how the hell did Patrick Willis get in?
Anyhow,
did he?
He got in.
He was a good linebacker.
Yeah, no, he was a good linebacker, but he didn't
first
wait.
Ballot though. Yeah,
first ballot is crazy. Julius good. Peppers, I'm cool with Julius Peppers. Was a beast. He was a beast.
Patrick Willis was a beast too.
I know that, but like he first was on ballot Peppers, though.
Yeah.
He only played like 7 seasons.
He didn't, bro. Imagine that. I'm gonna go next with your favorite Eagles draft moment.
Oh, this is easy for me. This is easy. I'll go first.
Go first.
All right. Greatest Eagle draft moment. When I flew back home. I met up with all these fellas, my boys, and we drafted. We have two first round picks, right? Mm-hmm. We had Jordan Davis. We drafted him. And then out of the blue, bam, we got AJ Brown. It was mind blowing, man. It was crazy. I remember my wife hit me up, was like, yep. Because we were at the draft party, so we didn't know what was going on. Like, what happened? My wife's like, you got AJ Brown? I was like, nah, say it again. AJ Brown from the Titans. I said, no, you're lying. Gail comes up running, like, yo, we got AJ Brown. I was like, yo, I was wilding out. Me and Ev was celebrating. I went to go get a couple of Yinglings. It was fun, man. But yeah, that was my favorite draft moment.
I'm gonna go draft. I mean, it's a lot of draft moments, but Heather brings up one. These draft picks weren't even born yet. David Akers was pretty. He was pretty hilarious. As the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, these draft picks weren't even born yet. I thought that was a nice moment. But I'm gonna say my favorite moment. I was gonna go with this, but just being there when the draft was in Philadelphia. I feel like that draft moment. I had the smell. First of all, was outrageous. All your Eagle fans that close, because it was hot. It was hot out there. It was stanking. But we were. You look back, there was like a sea of Eagle fans. And that set the tone for the Super Bowl run.
Mm-hmm. Todd in here talk about trading up for Devontae. I mean, that was phenomenal. Especially, Giant, you know, going over the Giants. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to throw a curveball here because I'm going to take this question as how happy I was in the moment. I don't think I was ever happier than after the Carson Wentz pick, man. When that happened, we traded up. We had all the maneuvering that Howie Roseman had to do, two trades in order to get the second spot in the draft. That was after years and years of purgatory at quarterback. Yeah, I know you're going to laugh. I'm just saying that if we're talking about in the moment, that was a – yo.
I'm not laughing. I'm like, what the fuck? Because that was my moment. I was nowhere near expecting you to fucking say Carson Wentz coming out of your mouth.
Dude, I'm shocked like, that both of you guys are thinking of Carson Wentz.
Dude,
I'm
shocked. You know, no, hear out my rationale here.
I'm here. I'm listening.
So
I'm listening.
When, like I said, we had gone through years and years of purgatory at the quarterback position at that point. trading up to the second pick for Carson Wentz, and then Jared Goff gets drafted. We all wanted Carson Wentz. We didn't want Jared Goff. We wanted Carson Wentz. And then we got our guy, and that was a signal to me that we are finally moving past that purgatory at quarterback, and we're going to be a legitimate team. And obviously, it didn't end up working out. We did get a Super Bowl out of it, though. So I think that in the moment, it was the Carson Wentz pick.
It was all of that just in general, a little bit of Gail, definitely what you just mentioned, Evan. It was the fact that the draft was in Philly. It was a great time, great moment, doing so much in the city, being around all those Eagles fans. Then, you know, all the homework and everything leading up to that pick. A lot of people wanted Wentz. A lot of people wanted Zeke at the time. It was just a back and forth. I remember there was a crowd of people yelling Zeke, a crowd of people yelling Wentz. I'm over here in the Wentz crowd yelling at the people that were asking for Zeke. But when that pick came, I lost my mind. And I'm like, finally, something's going to happen. And then I remember I made it happen that I was going to be at that very first preseason game just to see this kid at the top do his thing. And he was shining in that preseason game. Like, they treated that preseason game like it was a regular season game. Mm-hmm. So that was the moment for me, everything, just in general. The draft being in Philly, the Carson Wentz pick, it was just a great moment. Yeah, things didn't turn out. Carson played a big part in us getting that Super Bowl. But, you know what I mean, all that is history. And, you know, we're definitely focusing on what we have in our organization now, the draft picks we got now. But if we're talking about a moment, I'm with you, Ev. That was definitely my moment as well. But I'm still shocked. Carson Wentz.
I feel like a lot of people didn't see that coming from me. I mean, no. I'm a hater.
See, we are learning new things about each other as we move right along. I know real quick, I know Jason in the comments said your first Eagles jersey, mine was Randall.
I believe mine was McNabb.
Mine was Reggie White.
Mine was Reggie White.
Reggie White? Interesting. Bringing the era, might as well talk about your favorite Eagles era. It doesn't have to be because of Super Bowl wins. It could have been the year you were indoctrinated as a fan. It could be anything. But what was your favorite Eagles era and why?
I think that there is going to be a lot of people in agreement that the year we won the Super Bowl is going to be their favorite team. But for the sake of there being some different answers here, I'm actually going to say the very end of the Andy Reid era, beginning of the Chip Kelly, when we had Mike Vick, when we had DeSean Jackson, Macklin, Shady McCoy. Dude, that was an exciting team to watch. That first season with Chip Kelly. And, I mean, I can't believe I'm going Carson Wentz to Chip Kelly here. But that very first, what's it called, that game versus Washington, that was fucking exciting football, man. That catch by DeSean Jackson to start out the game versus Washington. Dude, Mike Vick, I think I've watched that video probably 500 times. Dude, I think he threw it like 65, 70 yards in the air.
Laser.
And it was a flick.
I mean, obviously, he's one of the greatest running quarterbacks of all time. He's like the poster child for running quarterbacks. But yeah, what's forgotten about is that dude had a fucking cannon, bro. Nobody had an arm like Mike Vick.
Yeah, let's see. Favorite Eagles there. Prawn.
Mine was definitely the Randall Cunningham. I'm gonna go with Charles Craig in the comments, man. It was the mid '80s into the mid '90s. It was the ups, the downs, but it was just the excitement watching these guys go out there and play and give it their all. We fell short a lot of times. We didn't have all the pieces to the puzzle. But the Kelly Greens were the highlight of the time. Being an Eagles fan in that era was crazy, man. I mean, I know we're crazy in today's world, but back then it was crazy, crazy. I mean, the fans at the Vet, it was a wild scene at all times. I think, like, even back in that time, you said anything bad about the Birds, they were fighting. It was just an automatic fight. Now, you know, I mean, it's just more bickering than anything. But back in the day, people were throwing hands when it came to talking about the Birds. Because, you know, that's all they had at that time was just watching the Birds. It was them and the Flyers and shit, a little bit of the Phillies at the time as well. But that's what kept Philly together back in the day, was all these sports. But yeah, that was my era, man. Growing up into that era, I used to love watching Randall and all those guys. And I miss that, man. And that's why I would love to see the Kelly Green more often, because it would just definitely bring back those moments.
Now, Tim, I know you came up with this topic. What was your favorite Eagles era?
This one's a little hard for me, because I'm saying, you know, we're all kind of like the different age gaps. So I'm an 80s baby. Gale is the elder statesman. For me, man, the days at the link, I mean, not at the vet, that, like, I grew up there. Those were like in the 90s. I grew up there. But my favorite time, my favorite era is the early 2000s, where we had Andy Reid, and every year you knew you were going to be in an NFC championship, and we're destined to be in the Super Bowl. I remember having my NAB jersey. And this is back in the day, this 2001, 2000s, where you had the jersey, put it like halfway. You had the fabulous headband. You know what I'm saying? You got the little two-way. I missed that. I missed that era, man. You know, Freddie, Mitchell, all of them. I missed that, bro. T.O. coming. And it was
The reason that can't be mine is exactly T.O. It should have lasted longer, man. Like, if Eagles had found a way, that would have been hands down. I think we would have won a Super Bowl. But
well, that's just my era, because, like I said, I was in high school, and yeah, I just moved to Arizona, and I was kind of – I had this kind of, like, demeanor where I'm from Jersey. Like, I don't – like, you're from Arizona. This is totally – I was like a fish out of water. Like, I didn't know – what the hell was going on? Like, I took a train to Philadelphia.
Were the Cardinals still in the division at that point?
Yes, I believe they're still in the division. And they sucked so bad, and we kicked their asses out of the damn division. Yeah. So, I used to go against a lot of Cowboys fans.
But the Cardinals used to own us, man. Jake Plummer
was. Yeah. But true. They used to own us. But at the end of the day, though. Oh, Jake Plummer used to kill us. I don't know what it was, bro.
I used to hate Jake Plummer.
Yeah, bro. He used to kill us, bro. But yeah, that was like my era, 2000s, man. Like, hip hop, everything was just like big. So
that was my era. I'm the Kelly Green era for me, because that's when it like all started. Just like when Mark says the black cleats, like if none of y'all remember, the Eagles were the only ones that were really rocking black cleats back then. So when they wore these white socks and the black cleats. And it sounds so simple. Like, you're like, I do this shit on Madden. I change the uniforms all the time. Like, it was a thing. So it was like, it was almost kind of like we're the bad boys. Like, just, they had the Nike black cleats that I remember to this day. I was like, man, this, it wasn't just like the swag. It was also just the way that the Eagles played. They were like insanely tough. They were, you know, knocking people's heads off. I mean, Randall Cunningham was a superstar. Like, Randall at the time was dating, like, Whitney Houston. That would be, like, equivalent to, like, Jalen Hurts, you know, dating, like, Rihanna or something. He was on the flat top. Everything was just – the swag was off the roof, and they just didn't win. The big one.
Yeah. That was like Air Force – Black Air Force One energy. Back in the 90s.
Yeah. Now, I know some of you guys talked about this earlier. This one should bring up some memories. So your favorite Eagles hit. RIP to Algie Crumplin. He's probably still alive, but I'm just saying. I think this hit took the wind out of a lot of souls. I'm not saying it's my favorite hit. But
can I go first?
There you go.
Oh man, I never forget. That shit still plays in my head. The day we played the New Orleans Saints in the playoffs, and Reggie Bush got popped by Sheldon Brown. I remember clearly. I'm walking in. I caught the moment. right as it happened, and I lost my mind, not realizing Miss my grandma, God rest her soul, she was in the next room sleeping, and that woman came out of the room with her hair all over the place, flipping out on my ass. And I didn't know she was in the house at the time. And my cousins, my brother, they all set me up because I was going nuts when that hit happened. But yeah, bro, that pop, oh my God, just it was the highlight right there. He fucked Reggie Bush up, man.
Primo, that's exactly mine too. So I'll just follow that up in agreement. I mean, Reggie Bush, he's my guy. I'm a huge Reggie fan. I'm a diehard Reggie guy. But watching him get laid out, that was the greatest Eagles hit I've ever seen. Just the way his legs flew up, it was just everything about it. Like the Algie Crumpler hit, that was a massive hit. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It was just the way that Reggie's body flew. Like Sheldon Brown was an unstoppable force, and Reggie Bush was just in the way. And you know, he got up dazed and confused. Yeah, that was my favorite Eagles hit too.
Shout out to Taylor stopping in from work. He says, "What's good, fellas? Just popping in to say what's up while I'm at work. Y'all been keeping well this off season. Can't wait to come across the pond and hit up a tailgate this coming season." We can't wait either, man. It can't come anytime soon enough.
Dawkins Suplex is a great one, Chase.
You know, Dawkins Suplex, if we're talking hits.
Say that.
But I'm gonna go with my favorite hit is the Malcolm Jenkins hit in the Super Bowl. And those other hits, I love them. But what this hit did for me, it set a tone. And it was one of my favorite memes ever. When Brandon Cooks signed a contract with I think it was the Rams. I had put like a contract on it. You have to see the meme. I'm not doing it justice. But I just think Malcolm Jenkins, like, you know, Cook was running around like a cartoon character. And Jenkins was like, "Nah, we're not having none of that. Game over."
Yeah, that was a good one. I just say when Dawkins Suplex, my man, that was a good one. That was a good one. Then Oliver mentioned definitely with Cooks. He was a Patriot and then woke up as a Ram.
That's a fact, bro.
You know, 843 says you should hear Reggie Bush tell the story of that hit. Like
I
you
saw
get
that video, yeah.
If you get lit up like that, that is it's a thing where you can't just like, bro, I got knocked out.
Dude, I don't think that you can really argue against the fact that that could be the reason that Reggie didn't have the career that people thought he was gonna have, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, there was a couple times he had alligator arms. Yeah. Didn't he like crawl off the field because he got hit?
Yeah, dude, he was fucked up.
Yeah,
he was seeing was stars,
no,
bro.
There ain't no better way to put it. He was like,
yeah, he
was
like,
done. Really,
like
he was done. Yeah, he was done. They had to roll him off the field. Yeah, yeah, it was bad, man.
Oh man.
Now this one is gonna be interesting. This goes to the favorite Eagles personality.
Wow, that was pretty spot on.
Yeah, spot on.
Thank you so much, young whippersnapper.
I mean, is there any other answer though? It's kind of sacrilegious to go say anybody but Merrill Reese.
Anybody but Merrill Reese, right?
There's a lot of personality.
You gonna put Spuds over Merrill?
Hey, Spuds might be watching. He's feeling kind of offended.
I love Spuds. But he don't go above the GOAT in Eagles lore, bro.
I like Mike Quick too. Mike Quick, shout out to Mike Quick.
Yeah, he's great.
Shout out to Mike Quick.
What about broadcasters? Like what
that's a personality.
Well, I'm talking about not Eagles, like national, like when you watch the games.
Well, can we finish the Eagles one first?
I thought we all agreed that was going to be Merrill. Anybody have a different answer?
You're fucking wrong, asshole.
All right, what's yours?
Yeah, you got that voice.
You got to be kidding me, Evan.
I would lose my shit if I heard him curse, man. I would lose
my shit. Hey, did you see that episode with Merrill? You got to go watch the episode with Merrill talking like, Like, he was like, you know, he was like, it's Cap. Like,
oh, the Gen Z thing. Yeah,
the Gen Z. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually talk like Meryl Reese in rap verses. This is my own personal thing that I do that gets me by during the days. But my favorite is Ray Dinger.
Okay.
Hey, respect.
Yeah, you are a Ray Diddy stan.
He inspired me. Ray Dinger. I just thought, you know, he's always even keeled. You never see Ray Dinger get out of line. Like, I would like to see. I'll pay money to see him bitch slap someone. But, you know, he's always been that dude. Like, yo, you listen to Ray and his knowledge and his the way he studies the game. He's in the Hall of Fame. From the bleachers to the sideline. I mean,
yeah.
Ray Dinger.
That's good.
Isn't Meryl Reese going into the Hall of Fame too?
Yes.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yo, also, shout out to Barry Brooks, man. Barry Brooks is one of he's a dope one too.
Yeah.
Really, okay. Really cool guy to know off the field as well. I mean, off the professional side.
I'll throw away what's it called out there too. Who's really emerged as a dude? I'm a big fan of pretty much all Chris Long's content. He's become quite the podcaster since leaving the game. Like he seems to give off the effect that he's a diehard Eagles fan, bro. Like he talks birds a lot, and for you know I like that considering the fact that he had a short stint here and he played the majority of his career with the Rams, but like. I don't know. He won it with the Birds. He won it with the Patriots, but the ones with the Birds just meant more.
It was interesting.
I grew up watching the NFL films, a lot of NFL films. I remember my dad used to come home with a lot of the VHS tapes, Chicago 85 Bears, the Giants, Cowboys, he just had all the videos, but anyway, it was Harry Callis. Harry Callis used to narrate a lot of those, and just watching the Harry Callis Phillies games, those films, I used to love hearing that man narrate throughout all those type of films. Harry Callis was my guy, man.
Whoever, can we give a shout out to the producers for the music, the football music over the narrating? I used to love that. I love the football music, man.
Let me see. I'm gonna go favorite. The next favorite Eagles play. we'll go with you, Ev.
So I mean, I feel like a lot of people are gonna lean on the on what you're looking at right now. But honestly, first thing that kind of came to mind for me was more recent, dude. The tush push was automatic last year, bro. I love the tush push. Like there's nothing that was more demoralizing, in my opinion, than when you were sitting there at fourth and one or third and one, and you are laughing in, you know, the fans of the opponent's face, and you're just like, "We got it. It doesn't matter. We're gonna get the 1 yard here. It's the easiest, most automatic play in football." And for that reason, I just loved the entire tush push experience that we got last year.
Dad says agreed. Love me some tush push. Aaron goes, shout out to Aaron, West Coast Hoop Nation in the house. He says the sack.
I assume he's talking about the strip sack on Brady.
He's talking about the strip sack.
Most likely. It's gotta be.
I guess I'm gonna have to go with I guess you could say it's a play, but it's like a memorable moment when Shady hurdled. And playing in the snow. The
snow game. Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of the dopest, illest picks I've ever seen. You know, I'm a big Shady fan. But it's interesting that y'all really like the tush push. Y'all like guys touching your high knees and going a yard or two.
Automatic play, bro. I'm all about the first down.
Mine by far is the comeback game. Michael Vick, Deshaun Jackson, LeSean McCoy, Jeremy Macklin, all those boys. And the cherry on the top was Deshaun Jackson come back, kickoff punt return. The punt return that sealed that game, man. That was my favorite play. Still is one of my favorite plays, man, because I lost my mind that day coming back from that 30-point deficit.
Man, it was a good Christmas.
Favorite Eagles play? It's, I was gonna say the Deshaun Jackson punt return. To me, that was still to this day. I mean, there's this. I was gonna say the Philly special, too. Just in terms of that play was like so ballsy of Doug Peterson,
and the mic up watching it afterwards.
And you think about like what it took to win a Super Bowl. That embodies everything. That team was ballsy. That team didn't care. They went on fourth down like it was, and it was a big play. And I think it changed the history of our fandom. So I'm geeked. Fred Barnett's 95-yard TD, the one that Cunningham
threw from the touchdown. Marcus Walker talk about 4th and 26. That was, I remember watching that one, dude. That was crazy.
That was a dope one. You get,
yeah, that was his one and only moment of life. I get it.
Yo, you disrespectful.
Right. You mentioned a dick.
Let's see. Todd says that picture with him holding the ball and Coughlin in the back throwing the playbook, classic.
Yeah, it was so good.
Somebody won. I think it was Crafty John who won that. It was a picture signed by Deshaun Jackson with Coughlin in the background. Perfect thing to do. But perfect thing to do this off season. I don't know if you can follow me, but I don't know. Go to Brazil with the Philly Sports Ships. The Birds take over starts. It starts, if I could just move that banner out of the way. It starts August 30th, going to September 8th. I think it's a great opportunity to go watch your Birds. If you want to follow them, go to Sports Trips PHL for more information. Give Vince a call. I know a lot of people are trying to sign up for these trips. Make sure you visit phillysportstrips.com for more information. We're coming down to the near end. It's gonna involve our Mount Rushmore. I don't normally share my Mount Rushmore, but today I'm gonna do it because I'm forced to. I'm forced to do it. But before we get out of here, I'm gonna go with one more. Favorite that we didn't talk about. Favorite Eagle uniform combo.
I mean, the Cali green is lovely. Don't get me wrong. But what got me most excited when I was a kid, dude, I love the black on black. When they introduced the black on black, I thought that shit was fucking awesome, dude. I went and got my Owens. There was a whole era of players that I had to go get the black jerseys. I thought that was in my opinion, going back for nostalgia stake, I love when they brought that up.
We got all blacks from Heather. We have all blacks from Ev. We have Daz with a Kelly green. All blacks from Jason. What is this? Marcus is a black jersey, white pants, the interracials.
What you mean all black?
Daz says the all blacks are deaf. Badass. What about you, Brian?
There was one time that I got to see it, and it's something that I'm kind of hoping they do find a way to bring it back. Midnight green on midnight green.
Okay.
There was one game a very long time ago. They had it, and it was sharp. I mean, it was around the time where Russell Athletic was actually the sponsor of the jersey, so that's how long ago it was. Mm. But they tried it out. It definitely was one game that went through, and I'm kind of hoping for that. Don't get me wrong, Evan. I love the black on black too, man. I was hyped up and shit. I even love the fact that they went with the black helmets. I mean, completely black. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely cool. But if there's one that I would like to see, is definitely the green. Bring the green back. Hell no, I was not going to say it.
Hate that. Hate that jersey. Hate that jersey.
Hell what one? No.
I thought that's where you were going too.
I hate that. You said they wore it one time. Lie. I was like, damn.
Any of that blue and yellow shit? Yeah.
Nah, I'm be honest with you because the way you started, I'm be honest with you. I thought
you said they only wore it one
time. That's why I shook my head. Like, yeah, he's bugging.
I'm glad the suspense was there. Hell no.
I get it. I get it. It's the Philadelphia black color. I get it. But that is terrible.
Worse. I don't even remember watching that game. That's how pissed I was about that shit.
I remember being shocked how many people went and bought that jersey.
I was at that game. I was at that game.
When they were playing Green Bay Packers in that game? Was it Green Bay or Jets?
I know they played the Jets. Yeah, it was the Jets.
They played the Jets.
Kevin Curtis had three catches in that game.
Was it 2009?
Yeah, Kevin Curtis had like three touchdowns in that game.
What year was that?
It might have been 2010 because I think Vic was playing.
It was 2010?
No, it was McNabb that played.
No, McNabb played that game. Yeah, McNabb.
Yeah, McNabb played that game. So it was 2008 then.
Huh. Yeah.
It was his last year. I think it was his last year.
No, I definitely wasn't going to.
I thought you were. I ain't going front. I was like, yo, he's
horrible.
All black is super dope. I love the all black with the black helmets. It's super clean. But this is the one I wish they would come up with. I don't know if Gail put it on there. I sent it to him. But I wish they would come with the black pants with the green, the midnight green jersey. I think that would be a dope-ass combination. Eagles, I know y'all watching this. Please let us have that one. That shit is dope, man. I love the black with the green. Super dope. But I can never go against Kelly Greens as well. So I go Kelly Green over the black. That's just me.
I'm going Kelly Green.
Kelly Green himself.
I'm going Kelly Green. Waited in line long enough for that jersey. That was fun. I feel like Kelly Green was just so clean. This is a clean design. It's just clean. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with this. This is the best combination ever.
Would you think they would ever go with the white, though, and the silver pants?
That would be nice, too.
Because that would be clean. I'm over here making shit up. My bad. Let me stick to the script.
That's how they used to have them back in the day. You used to have the silver and white.
Nah, because I'm like making combinations myself, I guess.
Silver and whites were the shit back then. And that's when they had the black cleats. Silver and white cleats. With the black. Matter of fact, he's not wearing black cleats in that picture. But
I wish they would go back.
Mark says, what Wesley Snipes says, always bet on black.
Bugging. Hey, HR.
The white on white with Kelly Green, I'll accept. Okay, I'll accept. Moving right along to the last and not least, your favorite Eagles Mount Rushmore.
I mean, I don't think that there's going to be a lot of deviation, at least for some people. You're looking at a lot of it. I would say Brian Dawkins. I would say Jason Kelsey. Nick Foles going to be on there. But I didn't get to experience the Randall era, man. Like, I recognize its greatness. But for me, I wasn't a part of it. So if I
feel left out when we talk about Kelly Green shit?
A little bit. But, I mean, I mentioned my favorite era of Eagles football and one of the big parts of that was DeSean Jackson, man. I loved DeSean Jackson as an Eagle. I loved that he was able to come back here. Didn't work out, how everybody wanted. He obviously – I wish he could have spent more time in Eagles Green. But, yeah, just the memories that he brought, man. And just the swag he played with. D-Jax was that dude. So I'm going to put him as my fourth.
D-Jax. Say it one more time again.
DeSean Jackson. So, Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelsey, Nick Foles, Super Bowl winning quarterback, and DeSean Jackson.
Okay. Go next, Tim, or you want me to go?
I'm still thinking.
Well, I'm going to go Randall Cunningham as my number one on the Rushmore. Reggie White, my number two. Brian Dawkins, number three. And Ev, I'm with you, bro. DJ was my man. He is the second most player I have here in this man cave because that dude always brought the game. Even though when he went and played for Washington in Tampa, it sucked. I wanted him to come back, but we did have the opportunity to bring him back. Unfortunately, he got hurt. I think he would have definitely been a spark with Carson Wentz at that time, but, you know, we didn't get to experience that. And then, you know, it is what it is. But I love DJ, man. I used to love watching him play. And then, you know, my favorite highlight of my Eagles is that punt return from him. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. So I'm going to let Gail go last because Gail, I think Gail's is probably better than mine. But
he sound like he mad about something.
Oh, you mad? What happened?
He's over there tissing and shit.
All right. I'm going to have to go with B-Doc, Big B-Doc. Eric Allen, you already know, it's my favorite. I'm going to have to go the next one. I'm going to have to go with Jason Kelce because Jason Kelce was he left a mark and he was an imperative player for the Eagles. And not only is he, you know, missed, He's still with the community. He still loves the people. He's still here in Philadelphia. Like, you know, so I have to go with him. And then my next one, I'm going to have to go with Shady. Shady's one of my favorite running backs. I mean, leading rusher for the Eagles all time. So I got to go with Shady, man. And he's always cheering for the Eagles.
I just want to say, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Jason Kelce is definitely a great, you know, he's a great thorn in this organization and left, like you said, he left a great mark. I got to keep it real though, man. I only got on the Jason Kelce train maybe about 2 years ago, and that was because of Evan. You know what I mean? Evan showing the fanship with Jason Kelce, and shit, I remember at the Eagles Autism, we put in that work for him to go ahead and get that autograph. He got it, and we were all like three little kids, happy as hell for him. And then, you know what I mean, I just started following him, and then last year, two years ago, as we thought he was going to go ahead and retire that 1 year, then he came back and decided he's going to give us one more year. That was mad respect for him, and then I really started getting on board and becoming a fan favorite of his. And then last year, the tush push, the way the season went, and you know, it still really bothers me the way the season ended and how he ended his career on that note. But you know, hey, the podcast, everything, just the way Jason is. Jason's got a mixture of being a NFL player, but then being a fan. You know what I mean? He's combining both of them with us all. So, yeah, I got mad love for Jason Kelce, but I'm not going to go ahead and be a false guy and be like, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and throw him on my Mount Rushmore. My fandom only really started a couple of years ago.
I'm going Dawkins. I'm going Reggie White.
Yeah.
I'm going Reggie White.
You got more than twice?
No.
You got more than twice?
My math's not mathing. I'm sorry. I got to go Jason Kelce. I'm just in terms of goatness. You know, I'm not. We're all not old enough for Chuck Bednarik, but he'd be one of those guys. But I just think. And I love Randall Cunningham, but if we're talking about greatness, just like not greatness, but we're talking about a Super Bowl, there was one guy, Nick Foles.
So who, Nick Foles is on your.
No, I just like I figure, I feel I can't. What we saw from Nick Foles in that last, like.
Are you putting Nick Foles' face, or are you putting the third leg up on?
Just his face.
Hey, I mean, how do you tell the story of that Super Bowl season though without Nick Foles, man?
I mean, that run that he had, was crazy because he was playing outside of his like. Did anyone know that he had that in him?
Right.
I mean, he does hold the record for most passing touchdowns in a game.
Hey, I was at that game. That game was dope.
Dude, he was sitting on my bench in fantasy football that game.
I think he was sitting on like 90% of people's fantasies that year.
I was at that game. That game was crazy.
Ron Jaworski would definitely disagree with you, though. I don't know if y'all caught a clip of them at the golf outing that they had. Somebody had mentioned that. That Nick Foles was the best quarterback in Eagles history, heckling You know what I mean? And Ron Jaworski lost it. The fucking guy only played three games. Yeah, he won us the Super Bowl, but he played only fucking three games.
Hey, wow. He won it, bro.
Hey,
he won it, though.
Lost it. He did, like, but he lost it.
You didn't win it. You didn't win it in 1980. Like, what?
Ron Jaworski follows on Twitter. Come on. Can't be. No, I'm just saying, like, Ron, I'm just saying his performance was out. Like, if I say if I'm still thinking about Jalen's performance in the Super Bowl. He had a spectacular Super Bowl game. Besides the fumble, that was a spectacular performance. I still, to this day, I'm like, I still don't believe how we didn't win that game. But I don't know. He locked in. When he locked it, you guys remember the Vikings game when he no-looked past someone?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, he was like playing out of his mind. And, you know, Chase, you know, everyone's like, what went wrong with McNabb? They should have got the man some receivers at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you was playing with James Thrash and
Pinkston.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't playing with the luxury of wide receivers. Like, Nick, let's be honest, let's keep it a whole beam. Matter of fact, if Alshon catches that ball, we back in the Super Bowl. He played. He played his ass off in that game. I mean, bro,
yeah.
Who had a great game? What was it? Jordan Matthews had a great game. Like, where the hell did Jordan Matthews come out? First touchdown, boom! Like, he was automatic. For some reason, he just caught lightning in a bottle. He was just
boom. He turned it on in the playoffs, man.
He did.
Well, before we get out of here, I'm going to give you a chance to just talk about. One thing you got to get off your chest. Say it with your chest moment. Like, this is brought to you by these fools. I know Evan already has a say it with your chest moment. We talked about it pre-show.
You remind me.
The heat.
Is that what you're talking about? The heat. Gail, save me. Gail, send a lifeline. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Are we talking about the clipping?
Yo, come on, son. Come on, yo.
What we doing, man?
Hey, a hot take. Anyone, you got a hot take you got to say? Say what you chest.
Yo, if you get your balls clipped, make sure you have a lot of pain meds. Nice.
And that wasn't a Manscaped promo, just so y'all know. All right?
Shout out to Tim, who got a vasectomy. Real one.
Oh, no.
This guy sitting on a bag of ice right now.
You are a real one, bro.
Hey, man. I ain't trying to have no more kids. And your boy getting older. I had to save my wife. My wife is 40. My wife is 46, probably 47.
This guy putting her age out there.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, my wife is gorgeous. So I can do that. Can do that. You know what I'm saying? I believe in my wife. My wife, she's it. But yeah, man.
I don't remember what Gail's talking about with mine, but I'm going to just talk about an experience that, you know, felt great. You know, sometimes my hot take is that sometimes bullying is okay. Cause I got an experience that I got to do this past week. My friend's his car broke down in the worst possible part in the city, right at 30th and Chestnut, and during rush hour. And there couldn't be more traffic going on. I was trying to get nose to nose with him so I could jump his car. And I did a full lap around the block, and I was ready. I was committed to just illegally drive up the shoulder of this road so I can get to him and give him a jump. But as I'm about to do that, a PPA officer ends up riding by on their bike. And I was like, help, help me. I was being all dramatic, trying to get their attention. Asked them to block some traffic for me. And the first thing they say is, you know, I'm not a cop, right? And I'm like, I know you're not a cop. But I'm going to need you to do something here. The moral of the story is, you know, F the PPA, but thanks to that one that helped me out.
Yeah, this guy. Pete Nathan with his say it with your chest moment, brought to you by the hateration, holleration, Pete Nathan himself. Eagles will trade for running back by preseason to support Barkley. Bold prediction.
I like that. I like that.
Okay.
All right. That's what's up. I got one. I think, well, I know. Let me say it. No. We, as in we, or not play. Let me say this. Howie Roseman will make another move during training camp. That's my prediction.
That's your say with your chest moment?
That's my say with my chest moment.
Well, talk about running backs, you know, while we're on that topic and bringing guys in. Would you guys kick the tires on Leonard Fournette?
Yes.
Nah. He's in the best shape of his life, by the way.
I was about to say that.
Get him cheap? A little running back too? Bridge to Shipley?
His energy for what he should have. He's a shoulda, coulda, woulda. But he's got some Super Bowl rings. I just feel like he just could have been more than what he's been.
I got one more person then. How about Dalvin Cook?
I'm higher on Fournette than I am on Cook. Cook was a bum ass with the Jets.
Bum ass.
he got benched, bro.
Did he get an opportunity?
Yeah, he was going into the season as their starter, and he did nothing. But
Breece Hall was.
Breece Hall.
I don't know about that, bro. Nah, they got Dalvin Cook. He was their lead guy, bro.
Breece Hall.
Thank you, Prime.
Dalvin Cook was their lead guy.
In the beginning of the season, Dalvin Cook was their lead guy.
They went and got Dalvin Cook.
Go look it up.
That's right. Yes, you're right.
Came
off the ACL. You're right.
Go ahead, Gail. Say you're sorry. Go ahead.
You're right.
He still wasn't their guy.
He was their guy.
He was.
He just wasn't the guy. It didn't work out, but he was the guy. Just like Aaron Rodgers was their guy. And then 5 seconds into the season, no longer the guy. Like, yeah, that's how it was for the Jets.
No longer
Go ask that guy who was crying to Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago at the golf game.
Yo, that was crazy.
I just want a championship.
He was shaking. Bro, calm down.
Was he their guy?
Yo, Pete was dead on. Gail definitely is that guy that won't say, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you. Yeah. I'm still trying to work it out in my head.
You don't work it out.
You know, like 10 minutes later.
it's just not possible. I could be wrong.
This math isn't mathing. I'll just say sorry to appease you.
I appreciate
it. I'm still trying to think. I'm still trying to think it through here.
Dalvin Cook was their guy.
Yeah.
Follow the money, pal. How much money were they paying Dalvin Cook to come there?
I don't know. I got to see again. I'm trying to work it out in my head.
Was it over 8 or something? Was it over 8?
Hold on. Dalvin Cook contract.
All right. Well, since he's what I look up, what about Miles Sanders?
It was 1 year, $7 million is what he signed.
Oh, damn, I was close.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, he was.
Breece Hall was the first round?
He was. Yes. But then they got Dalvin Cook for 1 year, $7 million after that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Damn, you all right?
It's okay. You'll come around.
I'm serious. I'm actually really trying to think out of my head. I didn't think.
You know what? This goes to show that your ass needs to get something cheap and go watch.
He was rocking.
You know, he would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper.
Now the whole thing's gonna get flagged for copyright.
Look, man,
it was like 2 seconds.
Cook, that was him.
No, I remember he got signed, but I didn't think he was the guy though.
He was the guy, and they couldn't do shit. That line sucked horribly, and that's why he couldn't do shit. And that's why Aaron Rodgers is afraid to play this year again. This ain't do nothing with that line.
then he ended up going to Baltimore. He ended up going to Baltimore, and then he didn't get no grass, no playing time at all.
Right.
Interesting. I'm still have to go. I'm going to do my whole Jets research tonight.
Oh boy, here we're about to get a life lesson next week.
Prime, did you say it with your chest?
I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna pass on this one, man. I got the stupidity that's going on this week, but I'm gonna leave it alone, man. Just really, really just stay on point, you know what I mean, with this whole Democrat Republican bullshit, you know what I mean? Just everybody stay in your lane, please, man. This shit is just wild. That's all.
But anyways.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
Just so tired. I'm just tired of hearing shit. That's all I'm saying. That's me saying it with my chest.
I'm gonna say my last say with your chest. I'm gonna say I got a weed whacker.
Wow.
That we waited around for that one.
Yeah.
Hey, and I got a leaf blower. I'm gonna tell you, I fully feel like a grown up.
You're a suburbanite.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much power I had in the yard. All the animal, all the little squirrels.
How long do you have a plug in, or do you have a battery operated?
Battery operated.
So how long did it take you to realize you had to put the battery in the bottom of it?
It doesn't start without it, dude.
I'm just making sure you know that.
Well, if the power that I showed in the yard.
You're not answering the question. You obviously came to the realization that you needed the battery to start the fucking thing. But how long did it take you to realize that you needed a battery for it?
Right off the get, you had to put it together, Prime.
Your face is just telling a bold lie right there. You wouldn't even tell us the truth.
You got to charge the battery before you can put it in the damn leaf blower, man.
Negative.
So you just placed some leaves?
So anyway, I just was blowing shit around the yard. I had nothing to blow, but I'm blowing shit around the yard.
That's a drop right there.
Hey, well, anyway.
I got nothing to blow.
I'm just saying.
Nice show, you know what I mean? We ain't trying to get into the blow category.
I just want to say I felt like Thanos out there with a snap. Everything
you're not making it. You're not making it.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
When's the koi pond going in?
Oh, we ready for anything. Yeah. They should come over and pick up your shit.
Are you gonna put it in the front by the
he's been dropping that line every episode. Come and pick up your shit.
Right. Are you gonna put the pond in front of the steps?
We ain't putting no pond
in the steps. Oh, dude, that would be dope.
If I had Tim money, I'd put a pool in the back.
Yo, pools are expensive, B. Pools are too expensive. You don't want a pool.
But shout out before we get out of here. Shout out to Bud Light for holding this down at the tailgates. I got something in the works. Shout out to Red Bull. Red Bull reached out yesterday. He said, Evan, we just want to let you know we love all your support on the show.
Oh, shit.
They are doing an event on July 27th where they're greasing the poles, where you can enter this said event. I don't know if one of you guys on the show wants to join in and be spontaneous and do some kind of activities. Or competitions. I don't know. I think Ev, you're the youngest of the crew. So they have
he is the Red Bull guy.
So they have a Red Bull. It's called the Red Bull Championship Run. It's coming to Spruce Street on July 27th. Okay. So I don't know. They're opening it up. Maybe to somebody who listens to the show that wants to be involved.
I don't think it's climbing the pole, right? I think it's like running across like horizontally.
It's a big deal, this event. So Red Bull's having.
I'll be your corner man. I got you.
So we gotta hype you up, Ed.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
I broke my hip before. That's the only thing that's got me a little bit nervous. I might be the youngest one here. I'm the only one that's broken a hip.
Okay.
Hold up. How are you that young breaking hips? It's wild.
Snowboarding, bro. Like.
Oh man,
Evan's already wild.
So if we'll talk amongst ourselves. I'm not gonna put you on out because I would love to do it, but I'm not doing it. I know Primo's got family that he's gotta.
You got two cats. I got two kids. You
one cat. One cat.
Okay. One
so you
cat.
Can do it.
You got a cat. You can do it, bro.
I think you can do it. Let's put it in the right.
At the end of the day, the cat's still going to meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're good.
Hey. I think that cat got a trust fund. Tim, I know he's in Arizona, but so it leaves Ev. So I'm not putting any pressure on Ev. But if you guys want to check out the run.
No pressure at all. You lost one hit. Why not lose another?
Check out the Red Bull Championship run on July 27th. Shout out to Nadia, by the way. Shout out to Nadia. Shout out to Tina as well, holding down the tailgates, Concha Hawk and Italian Bakery. And shout out to shout out to Crafty John for providing, you know, new chains. Shout out to the graphic god Jesse Wines, who is continuously bothering me about a photo shoot. Just saying.
Lowski.
Shout out to D.L.O. Lowski for the entertainment. And shout out to, last but not least, Evan Hollywood Hearn for Evan Steaks.
If y'all got any events, corporate events, weddings, anything, I'm trying to bust into the post food game. I'll bring out that bring some cheesesteaks to your event. Let me know. Reach out to me. If you want me at your event, we can negotiate some fair prices. Trying to get myself out there.
Nice. Okay. Are you gonna do bar mitzvahs and all that?
I'll do whatever, bro. If you want cheesesteaks at your party. Let me know. We'll figure something out.
Helene's saying, come on now. Ain't no one in Philadelphia not climbing poles.
I mean, it's the birthplace of climbing poles.
That's what we do around here. Not me. But that's Evan.
The nut smashes.
I can't believe you said that.
But last word, Tim.
Yeah, man. I think we got one more Sunday, right? Or one more Sunday, and then camp starts. And after that, it's nine Sundays, and preseason, baby. Let's go. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Go Birds. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at the 4th and John tailgate. I'll be coming home. So, yeah, man. Can't wait. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Primo.
I thought Gail was okay.
I know.
That's great. Now, seriously, everybody just stay safe with this weather and everything. Stay safe out there. Like Tim mentioned, you know, I mean, we are one Sunday away from training camp week, and then, you know, definitely something to look forward to. Even though I kind of want to slow down a little bit and still be able to enjoy the summer, but, you know, I mean, I'm never going to go ahead and knock on the fact that the Eagles season is getting closer and closer. Yeah, you know what I mean? Go Birds. Let's go.
Evan Hollywood Hearn, the youngest old man I know.
I thought I already went. I mean, just want to thank you. I can't believe that we're a week away from training camp, but just hearing you say that is kind of wild, man. It feels like we're still a long ways away, but if you look at the calendar, that's not the case. We've got about a month and a half until this season is underway, so I'm excited, dude. I'm really hyped for this year. I shared with you guys before the show started. PFF put out their top 100 players. Only one rookie made it onto the top 50, and that was Mr. Jalen Carter. In there at 41, that's voted on by the players, I believe, right?
But it's a second year player.
I'm saying he's the only rookie of last year to make it onto it this year. Is what I'm saying.
Nice.
At number at 41, bro. So the league is recognizing his greatness. I keep on saying that I'm expecting a crazy breakout year for him. Got that Aaron Donald year loading, bro. I'm fucking ready for it.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, it's hard to follow, Ev. But I feel like season's right around the corner. We got a couple of things coming up down the road. August 1st is the first open practice. You know, we have NovaCare practices popping up in end of July. I feel like that's going to be a big thing. I mean, season's right around the corner. So if you guys aren't getting your mind right, you better, because 2 weeks from now, we're going to have real Eagles news and not the BS that we've seen all the last couple of weeks. But we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.